As Jesus entered Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, while the crowds outside the city sang, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." The people inside the city had a very different reaction. St. Matthew tells us that the whole city was shaken. The King James, the Douay Rheims, the Revised Standard Version of the Bible all translate this passage as the whole city was moved. The Jerusalem Bible says the whole city was in turmoil. The New American Bible that I grew up with said the whole city was stirred to its depth. Our liturgical translation today says the whole city was shaken. In this gospel passage, chapter 21, verse 10, St. Matthew uses the Greek word for earthquake. We know that an earthquake is caused by movements deep below the earth's crust. When the plate move deep down, shaking results on the surface. St. Matthew uses this earthquake metaphor often in his gospel. When the Magi arrived in Jerusalem and were asking about the newborn king of the Jews, St. Matthew says that the whole city of Jerusalem trembled. 33 years later, as Jesus himself enters the city on Palm Sunday, the people of Jerusalem are quaking. They're literally shaking in their boots. We just heard that on the way to the Mount of Olives, Jesus tells the apostles, "This night, all of you will have your faith in me shaken." We just heard that immediately after Jesus died, St. Matthew says, the earth quaked. And on this Holy Saturday night, we will hear again from St. Matthew that as the first day of the week was dawning, there was a great earthquake. That's a whole lot of moving and shaking. This Holy Week, our Lord wants to shake things up. This Holy Week, Jesus will institute the ministerial priesthood, giving men a share in his own eternal priesthood and the power to change bread and wine into his very own body and blood. He will suffer intensely and lay down his life for us on the cross to take away our sins. And 3 days later, he will rise from the dead, destroying death and restoring our life. This is a seismic shift. What a great adjective. Seismic, which means having a strong or widespread impact. It means earth-shaking. What impact will the Lord's death and resurrection have on you this Holy Week? Will we shrug our shoulders and say, it doesn't really move me one way or another. I'm kind of apathetic. Apathy from the Greek, apathos, meaning without passion, without feeling, without response. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm kind of indifferent. I'm lukewarm. Our Lord's suffering and death isn't really going to change anything about my life. Or will his suffering, death, and resurrection be seismic? Will it be earth shaking? Will it shake us up on the inside, deep, deep down, in the very depth of our soul? During my classroom visits at St. Mary's School, This past week, I was able to share with some of the students the intensity of our Lord's suffering as revealed on his linen burial cloth, which we call the Shroud of Turin. And I was very inspired by the reaction of the students. They were visibly shaken, moved, stirred to their depths about all that our Lord suffered out of love for us in order to save us from our sins. The Bible says even the angels tremble as they gaze upon the face of God. I pray that during this Holy Week, our Lord's death and resurrection will cause us to tremble, tremble, tremble. Because after an earthquake, nothing is ever the same ever again.